I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 2,300 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa steady in a light test. Trade slow to moderate with good demand as most interest waiting for new crop. Rain showers were reported across most of the trade area at the end of this week. Retail and feed store hay was steady. Alfalfa on the mid-square bale, supreme quality, that was tarp, sold for $140 per ton. Alfalfa small squares, premium quality for export, sold at $155 a ton. Timothy grass on the small square bales for the export market, sold at $230 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady. Trade was very slow with good demand, as most interests are waiting for new crop. Mid-squares of fair to good alfalfa sold between $90 and $100 per ton, tarped. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Many producers are sold out for the year and are busy out in the field preparing for the new crop. In central Oregon, small squares of premium orchard grass for the retail stable market sold between $230 and $250 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold for $180 per ton. In Klamath Basin, large squares of premium alfalfa sold for $160 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of good to premium alfalfa sold for $150 per ton. Eastern Oregon had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey.
Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.